My name is Wendy Morton. I live in Sooke, British Columbia, in the same house that I've lived in for 34 years. I'm a poet, and I'm also a private investigator. Both of these occupations and preoccupations inform the other. Here are some poems. In this small room with lilacs, ESL on Linden Street, I've arrived to read them poems. I explain the word pomegranate, say red, round, sweet, rubies. And they smile, nod. Yes, says Ludmilla, in the Ukraine the same. Osmani from Cuba says, sometimes we have them at Christmas. Yes, he says, rubies. I move on to starfish, show them the ones on my bracelet, say how they cling to the rocks at low tide in a magenta wash. Su Jin says, in Korea, they are sometimes the color of the sun. Then, red-winged blackbirds, I show them a picture, tell them how I hear their song like falling water when I shower outside each morning. Outside, even in winter? Asks Alexandra, imagining Russian ice and snowdrift. Even in winter, I say. But this spring, there are ravens, hummingbirds, the music of blackbirds that I hear every morning, speaking a language I can't understand. In the dining room of the Empress Hotel, they are serving the Titanic's menu, and I say to the guy behind me, if you eat it, you sink. Consommé, eels, codfish, jellied salads, cranberry flambé. He's wearing a t-shirt that says older than dust, and we start talking about home milk delivery in glass bottles with cream on top, and suddenly I'm in South Bend, Indiana, all braids and buck teeth, legs like sticks, early morning, morning doves, the morning Midwest heat, the clank of glass bottles of milk, cream on top, that I grab off the front porch right onto the Wheaties, which I'm probably not supposed to, given the whole list of not supposed to's I grew up with, including not smoking candy cigarettes before noon. Well, if it was summer, I would grab one while I was reading Nancy Drew on the back porch at, say, 11:30 and pretend that I was a real detective. The other not supposed to was listening in on the party line, which I always did, imagining that the boring conversations about canasta and hemorrhoids would trail off into the truth, which they rarely did. Like the black and white newsreels at the Colfax Theater, guns, peace talks, Koreans in distress, China divided, just wonderful music. And we decide that we're both older than dust and glad at least to have missed the Titanic, the sinking, the meal. Esther Williams, this is your last and final boarding call. On the side of the truck that turns in front of me at the Village Green Mall is written, Broken Heart Plumbing, we fix everything. I take it as a sign. Inside the liquor store, I see a procession of broken hearts being fixed by Jack Daniels and Merlot at 2 p.m. At the airport, I'm on the lookout for Esther Williams, whose name is repeated over and over by the WestJet gals. I want to see her swimming in, a garland of roses in her hair, wearing a pink bathing suit covered in broken hearts, feathers, pitch, which would fix everything, plumbing, the long day, the 2 o'clock boozers, lost luggage, the broken world. Bone scan. She shows me my lumbar spine, half my pelvis, hip bone. I am bone solid, unholy, a skeleton in black and white, discs, vertebrae, and joints joined in her computer. I am a nuclear medicine star. I tell her it's the daily calcium for years, the treadmill walks, watching the spine of the strait, its striations of tugboats, cruise ships, fog, eagles, gulls. I tell her it's my good genes and think of my mother's spine, now ashes in an urn. It's my mother's skeleton I carry, my grandmother's and her mother's, and after that, those other women with lost names and my eyes, their good bones.